We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think all of us, when we think back to high school, we think back to Friday night football games. Whether you're thinking about your own experience or your kids or your grandkids, there was always that person who was at every home game. He was always there. 866-391-1020. I'm hoping that someone who actually knew Terry Ranieri from Hempfield can give us a call and talk about, I understand he had all kinds of sayings. They call them Terryisms. So I guess whenever you came into the stadium, he was there to greet you. He loved to watch the band warm up, and he would say things like two of his favorite sayings were, "Jamming like Route 30 and cool like whip." I think I like that. Cool like whip. So Terry Ranieri made a big difference in that community. And we want to talk to you in just a little bit. But right now we're going to talk with Brian Snyder. He's a graduate of Hempfield, and he launched a GoFundMe page. And the intent is to try to get that stadium named after Terry. Welcome, Brian.
Good to be with you. And great Terry Ranieri Terryisms. Great job. Way to start the interview.
There you go. I love that. Cool like whip. So tell us about Terry.
Terry's this guy that maybe you... So I was a 1990 graduate, right? So all hail to Hempfield 1990 graduates. We got to know him over a period of time of the football games, but it was more than that, right? It's not just Hempfield; it's the Greensburg area.
Okay,
it's Westmoreland County. He's very well known throughout the entire district, and he is just a kind of a beacon of light in a time that there's a lot of cynics, right? So, anytime that you would see him, it was always a you'll put a smile on your face. It would kind of make you not really think of maybe what happened to you today, because that guy was going to make it a great day.
Okay.
His worst day was, probably my best. So, yep.
So when you found out he was sick, was that earlier this year that he was diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah. I mean, it really kind of, it was on the Terry Ranieri Facebook page. So I had been off Facebook for a while and kept on it for business reasons, but obviously this showed up and it was very interesting to see. And I had actually seen him in the local gym at the with his brother working out, and would talk to him. And then obviously this news came about, and the diagnosis was given, but we certainly didn't think it was going to happen this quickly.
Sure,
I don't think any of us did. So, but whenever we found out that he was sick and the band played, I would love to tell you that there was like this round table of scholars sitting around and, kind of pontificating life's mysteries, but it wasn't that at all. It was, five guys on a group text that's usually full of nonsense. Ed, Brian, Tony, John, we all would kind of sit there and just talk about it. And then this was brought up, like, what would be the best way of honoring this
to
guy?
To honor him,
because,
sure.
And I just kind of blurted it out. I just said, they should rename the stadium, and it was radio silence. And Ed Winchowski called me on. He's like, "You have to do that." I'm like, "You know what? I'll do it." And slight correction. I don't mean to be that guy, but it is a change.org, not a GoFundMe. So just in case.
Oh, okay, change.org. That's a good point. Yeah. So then, what will it take to make that happen?
So what we thought was going to be a long journey, we were thinking it was going to be. I didn't know how this was going to work. I thought if we could get 5,000 signatures in a month, that would be progress.
Mm-hmm.
If we could submit it to the school board. Well, we got 10,000 in 2 days.
Wow.
Due to my background, I am a little tech savvy, so I'm able to, put some of these links out there to, targeted areas, and it just kind of really took off to a point that I never dreamed it would. It's very humbling. And I want to reiterate, this is not about me at all. I had nothing to do with this in the scheme of it. This is about Terry Ranieri and his family, and Hemphill, who really stepped up to the plate. And the
hey,
Green
Brian, let me tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
Anytime the high school band shows up at your house and plays outside the window, I know it's not about
right?
you. It's about him.
Yeah,
it's about him.
Going on, right?
Absolutely. That was, I mean, that whole thing just gave me chills. All right, absolutely. So what happens next? What can people do? How do we make this turn into a reality?
Yeah, so I can send you the link. I think the link is in the, well, unbelievably, the Tribune Review reached out and we did an interview on it. And inside that story, there is a link. I can send it to your producer as well to send it, you know, mm-hmm. to get more exposure. We plan on, I did talk to the superintendent. We had a great conversation. It's very positive. she was very receptive to the idea. Obviously, this is a big subject, and there's a lot on her shoulders with this. And we certainly didn't put any demands or anything like that. I certainly want to work with them. What we plan on doing is kind of we were going to close it at 10,000, but we're at over 12,000 right now, 12,104. And we plan on to. I plan on trying to submit it on. The 16th, I think that's a Monday of September.
16th of September. Okay.
Yeah, I sent a letter of intent to. I didn't want to blindside them at a meeting. I wanted to give them an information on what I was doing, what we were doing. It's not me, what mm-hmm. we are doing for the family. The family did reach out to me. We have talked. They're fully supportive. They're behind it. They signed the petition.
Awesome.
Which is great. And I, you know, the. So no pressure there.
yeah, exactly. All right, great. So we'll get the link out. We'll let folks know. And then, hey, let us know what happens. I mean, it's a great story. We want to stay on top of it. Hey, thanks for what you're doing, Brian. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.